Leo, this is your horoscope for June of 2021. Leo, when I look at the month of June for you, it's a month that is really split in about three different energies for you. It's definitely going to be an active month. It's a month that's going to bring up a lot of emotional processing. But at the same time, as you move through that emotional process, you are liberating yourself of a lot of ideals, of a lot of expectations you had of yourself and in relationship. And come the end of the month, you finally being able to ease into your Leo energy, getting ready for your season to come in July. But understanding that June is a pivotal month. June is going to be one of those months where you look back and say, that's when that happened. That's when I made the decision to XYZ. That's when I decided to. That's when I started thinking about. And you will see that whatever you plant the seed of this month will come to a really, really clear manifestation come the end of the year, and how that's going to help you as we move into 2022. Okay, so with that said, let's move into the first week of June. The first week of June finds us with a lot of water energy. We have Venus entering Cancer on June 2nd, and immediately on June 3rd, creating a trine to Jupiter in Pisces. We also have Mars in Cancer, also creating connections to Neptune in Pisces. So what does this all mean? Venus is the planet of relationships, the planet of love, the planet of beauty, the planet of self-worth, self-validation, and more importantly, the relationship with ourself. She's in Cancer. She's in your 12th house of the subconscious, of background work, of whether it's background work regarding actual work and career, the stuff that you're doing behind the scenes as you're building something bigger, or the behind-the-scenes work that you're doing in terms of internal processing, which more likely than not has to do with family because Cancer is the sign in that house. Venus in Cancer creates a trine or a really pleasant connection to Jupiter in Pisces. Jupiter in Pisces is this energy of compassion, unconditional love, and healing. And this is in your eighth house of intimacy with another, shared resources, shared money, and the stuff that happens behind closed doors in intimate relationships. What this tells me is that the month of June is for you to really decide how you're going to heal wounds, most likely in relationship or in family, that you have been going back and forth with over the last 6 months. You coming to a space in which you are much more compassionate with yourself and your and the expectations that you have of yourself for how you present yourself in relationship, in family, is going to be crucial. You're going to have to be compassionate because here's the thing. You're being asked to do family and relationships in a different way. You may not exactly know how, and that's okay. But another thing that is really, really important to keep in mind is that if you are trying to be more present in relationships or in family, if you are trying to do things differently than you have before, and you don't know how, that you have a support system that helps you. That can look like a coach, like a therapist, or even making sure that whomever your romantic partner is or the family that surrounds you is supportive and understanding of what you're going through. The thing is that in order for them to be supportive and in order for you to be open to their support, they need to know what's happening with you, inside of you, behind the scenes. What does that mean? Vulnerability. You need to be able to communicate what's happening inside of you if you want others to be present in your process. And chances are that you You do want that. And the reason for that is that we are headed towards another square between Uranus and Taurus and Saturn in Aquarius. This is going to take place on June 14th, and this for you is happening in your sector of relationships. Saturn is currently transiting the seventh house of relationship and is asking you to take responsibility for doing relationships differently, for making more mature decisions when it comes to relationship. The square to Uranus, Uranus being the 10th house of career, can manifest in a few ways. One, that you begin to see how potentially focusing on family and relationship more is going to require that you work less, and how that will make your career take a backseat and you not wanting that to happen. Or two, that you are too proud to be seen in a much more vulnerable way, and that keeping you from doing relationships in a much more positive and responsible way, which is what Saturn is urging you to do. So there's a feel of healing. There's a feel of moving past a certain point that you've been dealing with, again, with family and relationships, really since December of 2020, and your willingness to do that. And here's what I'll say. Leo is extremely giving. They can be very generous. So here's what I'll say. If you are making all of these changes, if you are willing to make these changes, to do things differently, to be much more present in family and relationship, and have career take a slight step back, then whomever you're doing this for better be worth it. And I say that carefully, okay? Because that comes with a lot of connotations. But here's what I'm going to say. They have to deserve it. They have to deserve it. With the Saturn square Uranus energy, Taurus is involved. And Taurus is the sign of worth and value. There is nothing wrong with you making these changes anyway, because the cosmos clearly are urging you to. There's a shift. There's a shift happening, especially if you have kids, because you have the South Node in Sagittarius transiting the fifth house of children, creativity, and joy. The South Node represents something that needs to be left behind, which, if you have children, probably represents that the interaction with your children has to change, and it has to change permanently. Now, your child, obviously worth it. But if this involves a romantic partner, then this means that you need to make sure that they are on the same page and that they want the same things that you want, because it's going to take a lot of effort, and it's going to require that you balance things differently, things that are important for you, in order to be present in this relationship. And because you have given so much in the past and you tend to do that anyway, what you have to give is worth something. Leo is the sign of love. It deserves to be loved back, especially when it's so generous. Now, if this has nothing to do with children or spending more time with a significant other, this definitely represents a time in which you're still healing from a relationship that ended, and chances are that it's a relationship that ended either March of 2020 or December of 2020. And this marks a time, this entire month of June marks a time in which you can finally release yourself of the karmic baggage that you carried from that relationship. Okay. Now, remember, on June 10th, we have the solar eclipse in Gemini. And on that same day, we have the sun coming together with Mercury, which is called an inferior conjunction, while Mercury is retrograde. This is a beautiful time that for you represents a cosmic opening, really from now till the end of the year, in which you have amazing opportunity to network, to become part of different communities, to open yourself up to different communities that will help your healing, that will help your day-to-day, that will change your day-to-day activities, but for growth and for the better. Just understand that networking or being involved in different communities you'll really see the payoff of that in about 6 to 7 months. Right now, you're planting the seeds. Right now, you're being creative and with the way that you're going to be much more involved in different communities. So be really, really mindful of that. On June 11th, Mars, the planet of action, the planet of sex, the planet of courage, goes into your sign of Leo. This is going to give you so much energy to do the things you want to do. You're probably going to feel much more upbeat. And Mars is in Leo from June 11th to July 28th. Okay. Now, I will say this, because you are a fixed sign, and so is Aquarius, and so is your, and so is Taurus, Mars entering Leo activates that Saturn-Uranus square. This is going to really, on the one hand, it's going to give you energy to finish all the tasks that you want to finish, to hang out with friends, to do all the things that you love to do as a Leo. But what it's going to also do, it's that it's really going to confront you with certain decisions that you have to make about what I was talking about earlier. There are certain things in your life that are changing. What is going to take the back seat? And what is going to come to the front seat? But you have to make sure that it's really worth it, that it's really worth your time and energy, okay? Now, that's just one cosmic lover. That's just Mars entering your sign of Leo, okay? On June 27th, Venus, the planet of love and relationships, enters Leo and is there till July 21st. Venus in Leo loves to be glamorous, loves to be the center of attention, loves to shine, loves to have a good time with people. And it's a really, really beautiful energy that I feel is going to just allow us to have a lot of fun this summer. But it's Venus. It's the planet of relationship. And for you, it's bringing yet again this theme of relationships. How is the dynamic of your relationships going to change? How much are you willing to give up? And, or how much are you willing to compromise? And is the person that is involved in this, which I believe they are they worth all of that? Okay? Do not lie to yourself. Because here's the thing, you have Pisces in the eighth house of intimacy. Pisces is energy that tends to look at things through rose-colored glasses. They can make excuses for the partner. They can say, oh, they're too this, they're too that. Or simply just not want to deal with it and just be like, ignore it. It'll pass. I don't want to deal with it. Look, it's time for you to deal with it. Because with Saturn transiting your seventh house of serious relationships, from really this year till 2022, you have the possibility of attracting a serious relationship. So if you are not currently in partnership and you are uncovering and being very honest and very real about the dynamics in your relationship, you're on the right track. That's amazing, especially with the cosmic lovers entering your sign throughout the month of June. You have to let go of the way you used to do relationships and open yourself up to a much more mature and serious way of doing relationships, because Saturn there has the ability to bring you someone really special, to bring you someone that supports you and makes you feel liberated, but still someone that you can commit to, okay? On June 20th, we have the summer solstice, which means that the sun is entering Cancer season. This is significant because this is also happening in your 12th house of the subconscious, of something being worked on behind the scenes, whether it's internal work or actual work for a project. The summer solstice is saying that whatever it is that you're going to change about your dynamic in relationship, whether in relationship or not currently, is going to take about 3 months to really fully unfold and make sense for you. It's going to take about 3 months for you to feel fully acclimated to this new space that is eventually or over time going to make your relationship stronger and better. So it's a great month for you, Leo. I really hope that you can take advantage of it. I really hope that you lean into all of this beautiful Leo energy. There are many, many more aspects that I will talk about as the days go on, but this is an overview for you. I hope it's helpful. Enjoy your June.